fall asleep on the floor and oh, she sent champagne. And I wanna fall like snowfall, just to melt on your pillow, drift away. Back to those Tokyo nights when we were so out of place. We fall asleep in my car, the songs that all sound the same.
And we're back. Okay, Miss Helena, ask your question.
One minute.
What do you mean 1 minute? It was four words.
Okay, wait. I'm not there yet.
She seems frustrated.
Okay, here's my question.
Poor girl.
Turn it up. Do you think...
We can hear you when you whisper.
...that your boy Kyle Goodwill's new stash looks good?
My boy, Mile Woodwill?
Mile Woodwill.
Yeah.
Mile Woodwill. All right, thank you for calling in.
So if you didn't hear that, Helena just asked, do we think Mile Woodwill's stash looks good? Apparently this is a new development. I didn't even know Mile had a new stash.
Yes, so...
That's wild.
So apparently he's joining the Catholic Church.
Stop! Too much! No.
So I think that stash looks great if you're a priest.
Oh my gosh!
What? And... I think it does. It suits him.
Too far.
I'll dial it back one notch. Do I like the stash? So while I was I was in the library today. I know it's a shocker.
You were in the library?
Shocker.
I know. I was building off a joke, but it was a bit late.
So while I was in the library, I saw Kyle, and he said that he was growing his... Mile, he said that he was growing his out faster than mine. Because we're doing a No Shave November thing.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. So he's got his little stash, and I guess he's got, like, patches around his face.
And he calls that growing in faster than yours?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Oh, little guy.
I mean, he's a freshman. He's got four. Actually, I got 5 years on him.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I'm old.
You are old.
Yeah. I think I'm actually, my AARP card is coming in kind of soon.
What?
You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah.
That's wild. Oh, my gosh.
So do we think that Kyle Goodwill's stash looks good?
I don't think a standalone mustache is ever a good idea. If any men are listening, never do a mustache.
Maybe Naoki, I guess, would be the only guy listening.
Naoki never do a
mustache. Naoki has very good facial hair, though.
Yes, but he doesn't do just a mustache. It would be very bad if he did just a mustache.
He'd look like a priest of sorts.
No!
Okay, what about a school teacher? He looks like a school teacher. Like a music teacher.
Please
stop. He looks like...
No! Oh my god.
My 7th grade high school teacher, Mr. Cavalusi.
You got a story to tell
if
us,
if you don't get the reference, Google him.
Oh my gosh, stop.
Yeah, he got arrested.
Did he really? I wouldn't have picked up on that.
Yeah. FBI took him down real hard.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, I'm gonna bring this conversation to a close. Mile Woodwill, shave the mustache. Naoki, never grow a mustache. Please and thank you. Actually, I haven't seen Mile Woodwill's mustache, but I can only imagine.
Actually, I gotta... No, that's too serious. Hold on.
Are you sifting through all of the questions you've been emailed? Because we have so many listeners that we just have so many questions.
Miss Mulia Ball just sent me... sent me a link of...
Of her own questions, of course.
Of her, oh my god, she's got at least 80.
She has so many questions. I still love the pigeon one. I can't get
the pigeon question was amazing.
It was incredible.
For anyone who doesn't know what the pigeon question was, it was while Mulia Hall taking the pigeon course, she was in charge of watching all the pigeons and feeding them.
For one weekend.
One weekend.
One weekend is all she had.
And
she killed them.
She forgot to feed them.
Yes.
And then one pigeon killed all the rest.
So she killed all of them but one.
Battle Royale style.
And then that pigeon carried Naoki into the sunset, and we never saw either of them again.
Now that you say it like that, kind of a creepy story.
Yeah, you know?
Oh, she said she actually just forgot to feed the pigeons over Thanksgiving.
Oh. Did it happen again?
Oh, my
God. We'll have to have her call in and explain what she found when she returned to the pigeons. Are they kept outside Kunkel? Like in that little greenhouse thing? Because I walk past there every day to get to Farber, and I feel like I hear birds, and I don't understand what's going on because I thought it was just a greenhouse.
It's definitely too cold to keep them outside.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal is. Maybe I'm just imagining things.
Okay, I have a question. So, what is your "we will never speak of this again" moment? Do you have one off the top of your head?
I'm sure I have one, but I can't think of one right now. I'll go first. Gosh, put me on the spot.
I know, right? Let me think. All right, we're going to play the question. We're going to play a song, and then we'll come back to the question.
No shame, no fame, no worries.
Okay, and we're back.
We're back. We decided we didn't want to answer the other question because we're lame.
A little too difficult.
But it's fine.
All right.
It's a tough one. Also, if anyone was wondering, the pigeons are kept in the basement of New Oxley, not outside Kunkel like I thought they were in that little greenhouse. I'm just hearing things. It's fine. So we have one more question for now. Hopefully we'll have more. But one of our good friends, Memily Buckman, decided to write in, and she asks a very obscure... Oh, Julia Hall just corrected me. Old Oxley, not New Oxley. Sorry, Julia. Anyway, Memily Buckman, is that the name I used?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, she wrote in, and she says, how do you deal with a deke boy? Or an a deke boy, actually. Not a deke boy, an a deke boy.
Wait, what?
It was just, she said, and deke boy. It was grammatically incorrect, and I thought it was funny.
Oh, how do I deal and deke boy?
How do I deal and deke boy? What's the context, do we think?
So I would guess that Miss Muckman, we said?
Buckman?
Buckman was with a deke boy, and things went south.
Oh.
As it were.
Mm-hmm.
Probably.
As they typically do. Kidding, that was a joke.
First mistake.
Oh my gosh.
Deke boy.
Oh dear.
You know, I always said those DU, D to D guys, that's where it's at. They'll treat you right. So I guess they were hooking up and...
Well, that's a mighty leap of an assumption to make.
That
probably so, though.
Deke boys and Phi Psi guys are not nice?
Huh? No, that they were hooking up.
Oh, okay.
Let's just make up a scenario for Ms. Buckman.
Okay, so they were hooking up for, let's go a month.
A month.
Sure. Only on the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
And he, let's say he ghosted her.
Did he?
Actually, so while we're on this, what are your thoughts on ghosting?
Absolutely awful. Not a fan.
You think so?
It's just, grow some balls and have a conversation. You know? If you're not into it anymore, you're not into it. That's fine. Say so.
You don't think that's harder on the ego?
Of course.
Someone saying, like, no, I don't like you anymore because you're not fun
I'm
to be around?
I'm actually of the opinion of, like, that everyone has to like me 100% all the time.
It is physically impossible not to.
Nobody is allowed to dislike me, ever. No. It's fine. It's better than, like, not knowing. That's the worst thing for
I think if you get ghosted, like, you know...
I mean, yes and no. Maybe it's, like, simpler for dudes, but, like, we women overanalyze literally everything.
But if he gives you nothing to analyze, then you can't overanalyze nothing.
That is where our brains differ.
He's saying nothing. Oh my god, he's gonna propose.
That's, okay,
I can feel it.
It's like, no, it's like, it's what did I do wrong? Like, that's more of what the thing is. When so what, like, you prefer... You did nothing wrong, I just am not into you anymore.
I think this is something people always say. Like, I prefer just to know, like, what I did wrong.
Yes.
But I'm sure if he said it, like... Then you'd be like, oh, I wish I didn't know.
Like
if somebody... So let's just say I was hooking up with someone and they... And, like, they texted me out of the blue saying, like, hey, like, I don't want to be with you anymore. I just don't find you that interesting and you're not funny.
Well, you don't have to be
And you had poppy seeds in your teeth.
You don't have to, like, start listing off everything wrong with them, but be like, hey, like, we should just be friends. Or, like, we should never see each other again.
Like, but it's not like they were dating. Like, I don't think there's any real, like, need to make it a big thing.
Sure, but, like... You should be like, oh, hey, I don't want to hook up anymore.
That's so awkward.
Sure. But, like, it's so uncomfortable for the girl if you're ghosting her.
I'm not saying it has to be, like, only guy to girl. Like, I've been ghosted before.
Okay, well, maybe you would prefer to be ghosted. Do men prefer to be ghosted?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. Everyone out there, ghost a guy, never ghost a girl. That's how it should go.
Okay, all right, so that was a side tangent.
Anyway, back to Ms. Buckman's story.
So let's say they're hooking up for a month, and then
he
ghosts her. What should she do? The first thing, I mean, there's what, 1,300 guys on this campus? Sure. I'm sure you can find one that's considerably better. Like,
that's true.
Well,
also, is it more complicated than that? We really don't have any details to go from.
Yeah. I mean, I'm literally just going based off, like, random guy meets random girl.
Yeah.
This situation.
Yeah.
Is it that... I think it is that simple at the end of the day, though.
Kind of. I guess. But if there was any emotional investment on either side, then it becomes way more complicated.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, but if he's ghosting you, like... Yeah.
It's sticky.
Now, if he was a DU boy...
Now, if he was...
I'd say you march to his room. You say, like, his phone must be off or something.
Yeah.
He's not ghosting. He doesn't ghost. DU, DTD boys, they don't know how to ghost.
They don't?
That's not in their repertoire.
Wow, how nice.
I mean, yeah, they're good guys.
Refreshing.
No.
They exist?
I swear they are out there. The white whales.
The white whales. Oh, man. Anyway, we've done a great job giving advice on this one. We've made a mistake. We've bitten off more than we can chew.
So take all my advice, do the exact opposite.
Yeah, right. This is...
All my opinions are bad.
Correct.
Let's see. Do we have any other questions?
We'll find some. But for now, listen to this song.
It's a winding road that's taken me to places that I didn't want to go. Whoa.